everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
That is right, it is Heath, the master of fucking ceremonies, and before we get started, I need you all to stop what you're doing and bow to your sensei of fuckery. That's right, bow. That's right, I had to take another week off. You know what? You guys know what's going on. What was that Friday? Yep, that's the Friday where the day afterwards you wake up pissing to a neon stream. Yeah, that's right, we had St. Paddy's Day. The just fucking amateur drinking holiday, so you know what that means. Baby Seamus' birthday! That's right, the little man turned one. So I had a weekend of fucking fuckery with him. We were blowing up balloons, we were taking places, we had the party. And, like his old man, not big on people invading his spaces. He took forever to warm up his own party. Just too many people for him, and I get it. It was too many people in my place for me. But hey, we had a good time, and that's all that matters. So, without further ado, now that you know what I've been up to, let's go ahead and jump into the news that I found relevant over the last couple of weeks. Because, honestly, you know, between a sinus infection and partying it up, been a whole lot of stuff that, like, just really hasn't been like, oh, that's cool. You think I was going for it to say it? Hit the static. While we're talking about neon green piss from drinking all that sweet, sweet dyed green beer, did you guys realize that Sunny D now has a vodka seltzer? Me neither. But you can order that shit online in a 4-pack. That was one of those things, like, Sunny D never did it for me. I mean, were you guys Sunny D kids? I'm not big on, like, orange juice either. Maybe, like, low pulp. But I feel like a bitch if I go pulpless. But I also don't want to be flossing while I'm drinking something. So I don't go high pulp, but I can't go low pulp just because it feels, like, just wrong. So I go medium pulp. And that's kind of hard to do sometimes because it's either no pulp, high pulp, all pulp, add calcium. Like, guys, I drink plenty of milk. And just the amount of testosterone in me prevents me from being like, oh, my bone density is weak. I'm going to snap off here and snap something like my bones were made out of bird bones. But I'm sitting here looking at it, I was like, I might try it. Like, it's definitely got to be better than the time I told you guys we did Tang and vodka for the most white trash, you know, screwdriver in the world. What are you guys thinking? You guys going to pick up some Sunny D vodka seltzer?
She told me in confidence as I was licking off her lipstick, I don't want to die in Tennessee, I want to be different.
So it's late now, if you didn't get onto it, you didn't get onto it. But the G.I. Joe Range Viper turned out to be a Walmart con or toy collector-thon exclusive, max of 2 per order. And then Big Ben also went up. And I'm guessing that this is going to be a part of a new wave that will be exclusive to Walmart, much to like Cobra Island was exclusive or is exclusive to Target. Looks like possibly we're looking at a nice Night Force version of G.I. Joe's being exclusive to Walmart. I was kind of hoping like the retro cards would just be it because, you know, just repaints after the fact. But I'm interested in seeing about this Night Force because, well, it's nighttime. Military stuff goes on nighttime. But I think that Big Ben, I'm not sure if that was a, you can only order so many. But while I was looking through and getting a few things ordered up, I was able to take a look at a few things. And I was like, wow. These like more expensive like WWE action figures that were going up. There was an exclusive Rey Mysterio, which I just found out that Rey Mysterio is still an active wrestler. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, but the guy's had to have been going strong for, we gotta be pushing 30 years now. I mean, crap, I remember, it was towards the end of my wrestling fandom that his son, there was an angle between him and the fucking legend, Eddie Guerrero. And there's this whole thing about, was Eddie the biological father of his son Dominic Mysterio? And they went back and forth. I think there was a ladder match for custody, which, you know, pro wrestling. Why not a ladder match to get, you know, custody papers for a child? Obviously, Ray won. But turns out Dominic Mysterio is now an active pro wrestler. And, yeah, like, head's taller than his father. And I guess they're going to be having a match at WrestleMania. Who doesn't love a good father versus son match at WrestleMania? But the crazy thing about it is I was looking at clips. And Dominic, I don't know if this is intentional or something they've just been messing around with, or maybe it's how styles have changed, but Dominic is supporting a mullet similar to like how Eddie did back in the late 90s, or throughout the 90s into the early 2000s, where he cut his hair short. And I'm just like, am I missing something? Are they playing on that angle now? Or is it just like the fact that mullets are in style for the youth? But apparently, the big thing that finally sparked Ray wouldn't fight his son. Why not? You know, he's being the good guy. He can't fight his kid. But his kid started talking shit to his mom, who was sitting ringside, and Ray came out and just decked him one. You know, and it's just crazy because Ray is so much shorter than his son. I guess, you know, genetics, it all works out. But, I mean, I had to look it up. This is legitimately the same kid from the angle. This is Rey Mysterio's biological son, and the kid is, like, a full head taller than him. And, yeah, just absolutely love it. The fact that he's looking like it. And like I said, you know, Rey Mysterio still wrestling. But the other one that threw me, and I was like, actually put a pre-order in on this one because I love the guy so much. But it was in a Walmart exclusive WWE Ultimate Eddie Guerrero. And damn it, man. You know, I'm not sure if Eddie makes my top five all-time favorite pro wrestlers from back in the day, but he's definitely a top 10. Because, I mean, you know, it's one of those things. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin, The Undertaker, Mankind, Chris Jericho, Booker T, Eddie Guerrero, Kane, Shawn Michaels. Who else was just fucking fantastic? Yeah, I can't think of it. But, you know, that's just a rundown of some of my top favorite wrestlers. And I know, like, back in the day, people would be like, Kane was one of your favorite wrestlers? Kane had one of the best drop kicks for a big guy ever. Undertaker, I think, showed that he could wrestle more when he wasn't, like, doing the dead man gimmick and he was just being, like, the biker. But the reality of the situation was that character is phenomenal. I remember hearing a couple years ago that his WrestleMania streak was broken, and I was like, what? And obviously it was by the, you know, who was it? Brock Lesnar. If you're going to break that streak, it's kind of hard to argue that Brock Lesnar wouldn't be the guy to do it, just knowing that, like, between his dominance in pro wrestling and then his career into the UFC. So it makes plenty of sense, but it just feel like that's one of those things you don't touch. But, you know, at the same time, nothing is sacred in pro wrestling. Sometimes you got to do those things to continue long-term storytelling. But, yeah. Yeah, Eddie Guerrero. If you guys don't remember him, go check out any of his stuff with the Radicals. Check out his stuff. I think it was in the mid-90s, his work with Ric Flair. And if you guys didn't know, Ric Flair is also a top 10 all-time. He might be, honestly, a top three all-time if I was more of a WCW guy. But Ric Flair was the man. But yeah, Eddie Guerrero, obviously his work with Kurt Angle, his work with Brock Lesnar. Yeah, that was one of those guys that, you know, gone too soon. Really was an amazing talent. So we finally got the full-on figure reveals from DC's Multiverse Flash movie figures. And guys, not a bad showing. The one thing that really threw me off was I was not expecting the Ben Affleck Batman to be a part of the set. And this is old news, I know, but this is just something I didn't get to talk about. So you got Ben Affleck, or Batfleck. You got two different suits for the Flash. You got Supergirl, which I like Supergirl. This is a cool suit. I like the suit for this one. You got Dark Flash, cool. And then you got dun 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 dun, one of the greatest Batmans of all time, Michael Keaton, 89, updated Batman suit. I've already gone on. I told you, I saw the set photos. I'm not impressed that he's not wearing Jordans, but it is what it is. There's also a couple of statues, and then there's going to be, I believe it's a Target exclusive, but it's going to be a maskless version of 89 Batman. And this looks nothing like Michael Keaton. Nothing. Like, if Michael Keaton was, like, somebody completely else, yes. Honestly, it looks more like Ray Liotta. And before you guys go laughing at that one, Ray Liotta was actually in high contention to play Bruce Wayne slash Batman in the Tim Burton films. I believe his, if the story I remember is correct, his agent was like, man, you'll never recover. You might make money on this one, but you will never like go on to do anything else. So he ended up skipping it. But in my mind, this looks like Ray Liotta, a young Ray Liotta with gray hair. Doesn't make sense. But onto that one, dude, exclusive to McFarlane Toys was the $250 1-to-1 7-inch scale fucking Batwing. Oh, good googly moogly. If I had a place. I don't know all the features of this one, but I would hope like a pair of scissors was able to shoot out the front end. This is cool. And I mean, not joking around, that thing is just awesome. If you're not willing to shill out that type of money, though, the Spin Master Batwing, apparently, it's under sale, but it will fit into a McFarlane 7-inch scale figure range, and I've seen people doing a little modding and just tossing Batmans into there, so that's pretty cool. But yeah. Dun, 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 dun. There's no reason to get into the Batmobile thing. $60, hell of a deal. It sold out. The Ben Affleck Batman Batcycle, sweet as all can be. You gotta love it. But yeah, some really cool reveals from that. And, you know, it's not going to be the Flashpoint story from the comic books. It can't be. It's, that movie is just like, or not movie, that comic book was just probably my favorite Flash story ever. I love the animated one. Obviously, this is going to be different in the way it needs to be different, but man. Say something real fast, and this is just a public service announcement for me and everybody listening. If you are over the age of 55, I'm completely fine with you wearing leather sandals with some Velcro out in public, but can we all agree that if you are a man, that you don't wear flip-flops in public? I don't, like, guys, just cover up your dirty ass feet. I don't give a shit. Appropriate times for men to wear flip-flops: when you're going to a pool or when you're at the beach. Or, you know what, if you're in a public locker room, you want some flip-flops to wear into the shower. But outside of that, no. Guys, cut the fucking flip-flops in public, shit. Ain't cool. Like I said, if you are over the age of 55 and you want to wear socks, you know, white or black socks, depending on whichever ones you have, and those colors don't match your outfit whatsoever, and you're wanting to wear some brown, you know, sandals that Velcro, all power to you. But flip-flops in public? No. Cut that shit out. You just can't help it, but 5K Toys is always showing off stuff, and they showed off some digital renderings for their, what is this? We've talked about it. It's the Berserker Studio wave that we got Zeus and Hades in. Well, they showed off a digital rendering of Poseidon. That's right. Looking pretty cool. Blue, looks like plenty of armor that you'll be able to remove. Cool headpiece, long blue hair. I'm liking it. If you guys haven't a chance to go over 5K Toys on Instagram, that they have got a picture posted up. It's really cool stuff. And, I mean, that's how that line's going to go. Good to them. like, I mean, you can't really go hating on it a whole lot. Last couple weeks at work, one of the big things that we've been working on is installing dispensers at a hospital that we're taking over from a competitor. And guys, I kid you not, I mean, every room we've been in there replacing soap dispensers, toilet paper dispensers, hand towel dispensers, and you start getting the feeling that, like, well, like, am I giving too much of a fuck when I'm sitting here using the level, eyeing things, making sure everything's up, looking nice and neat, measuring, making markings on the wall to get proper drill holes. When you pull down a dispenser and it looks like buckshot has gone off behind this thing, all sorts of different screws going into the drywall. I mean, some people putting drywall screws in through the dispensers that are up prior to us, wood screws. I mean, just crazy shit. I swear, I took down a paper towel dispenser to put up our paper towel dispenser, and it looked like fucking buckshot back there. But, minus that, I'm sitting there looking at that one, and I started thinking to myself, you know, Jesus was a carpenter. There's no joke to that. Jesus was a carpenter, right? That's what we know. And it's made me start thinking, like, because, you know, people who put these dispensers up were clearly, supposedly, you know, doing what was right, but clearly they did a half-assed job. Was Jesus a good carpenter, though? We know he was a carpenter, but was he a good carpenter? Was he a good employee? I mean, was he sitting there like the boss man showing up? Jesus, we get it. You've been off in the desert. You've been, you know, reflecting on life and reading the Bible. What? Why can't you just get to work the whole time? We got a big job here. We need you to finish this wall. We can't go on with this project until that's finished. And he's just sitting there looking at his boss like, the fuck you say to me, bitch? Do you know who I am? Do you know who my daddy is? He owns your ass. Now go sit down. Jesus gotta put up this wall perfectly. Hey, I was running out of blow when my gun went off inside like an accidental guillotine. NECA. I don't NECA that hard. But every so often I see things from NECA, I'm just like, sweet. Like, I love those movie turtles. I think they look like great figures. But, you know, I can't get into Ninja Turtles right now. I've got too much as it's going. And, yeah, that's just not going to work for the old man. But, dude, I missed out on Elvira last year. Guys, you know, I can go through and give you, like, the list of early boners from old Mr. Heath here. And you guys would probably be enthralled with the early boner list. But I'm not going to do that to you. Your master of fuckery has other things to discuss today. But I'll tell you, Elvira was on the list. Like I said, that's as far as we're going to get into the list today. But Red Dress Elvira? I missed out on Black Dress Elvira. And I want Black Dress Elvira because that's how I know Elvira. But definitely feeling Red Dress Elvira. It's doing something for me. But 8-inch Willie Nelson. That's right. The redhead stranger in all his glory. I love it. I mean, I really just, like, this is classic Willie to me. You got the ponytails. He's coming with his signature acoustic guitar with the red, white, and blue strap, bandana, gray beard, but, you know, still color in the hair. The denim jeans and the black shirt look solid. The boots look good. Face is a little stoic. I wish it was a little bit more stoned. But a removable cowboy hat. And I just love the details they've gotten into his guitar. The only thing I would really want to change on this one is, like I said, alternative head with bloodshot eyes. And, yeah, probably pinless on the elbows. But, hey, not everybody's there. But absolutely loving this. There's very few, like, media properties that bring me into and just really get into with my son. That doesn't mean that for the firstborn that I'm not trying to be, you know, on my shit and just the best dad I can be. Because I remember being a kid and feeling like, you know, my parents weren't into it. So I try to be supportive as much as I can. But, you know, one of those things that, like, we've been getting into in, you know, the firstborn's really digging has been Power Rangers. So I've been watching some of the newer seasons with him. And I'm like, man, that's cool and everything. And I finally got him to watching Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. I'm like, all right, these are the Rangers I like. And it's cornier than I ever remembered it being. But it's still fun, you know, trying to share those interests with him. So obviously, when we found out that Once and Always was coming, or was it? Once and Always was coming out, obviously I got excited. I'm like, yes. We got the trailer for it, and yes. Can't wait. Robo Rita? Hell yeah, it looks cool. Digging just the whole vibe of it. Can't wait for this to come out. I'm thinking, if I remember correctly, it's going to be somewhere around an hour. But from the trailer we saw, we're getting Rocky, Billy, Zach, Adam. We're getting Cat as the Pink Ranger. And I love that, like, somebody, I guess, commented on, the actress that played Kimberly. And I guess to her, you know, the money just wasn't right. So, you know, it is what it is. But cannot wait for this one. The 19th of next month is the 30-year anniversary special. Kind of thought that the trailer was a little clunky. Are we going after Rita for revenge for killing Trini? Sorry if you haven't watched the trailer, but that's not a spoiler anymore. Do they have to stop her from time traveling because she's going back in time to try to kill the Rangers as kids? Yeah, I don't know. There seems to be a lot going on here. I cannot wait. And just, you know, that side-by-side comparisons that we've seen from the original 93 to the 2023 of the Zords going into battle, loved it. We're on the subject of Power Rangers. Let's talk about comic books. June 28th of this summer, there will be a one-shot comic, Power Rangers Unlimited, The Coinless. This cover looks awesome. We got Lord Draken, looks like Scorpina. What was the Ranger Slayer pink outfit? Some cool stuff here. But the one that caught my eye was the flaming, you know, I guess lava demon monster that they were bringing back in the Power Rangers Turbo movie. Like, this guy's, like, up front in the back of this picture. I'm like, wasn't much of a villain in that movie, but let's see what he can do in this comic book. Because, you know, these comic books always hype him up a little bit, and I love that. It was the only thing that she couldn't blow. So you gotta give it up for the people of Oklahoma. Once again, if living in a state where tornado warnings aren't just walk-around music, now you have to worry about fucking monkeys. Monkey. That's right. An Oklahoma woman took a video of a little monkey showing up on her front porch, and she's laughing and giggling, like, ha, look at the monkey. But the monkey starts freaking out, so she calls the cops. Cool, get it. You know, let's get the cops involved. And so the cops show up, and the monkey chills out. The woman comes out trying to explain, like, hey, I don't know where this monkey came from. And, well, even with the cops being there and the monkey chilling out, that fucking monkey said, fuck that bullshit, and attacks this woman. Like, mollywops this woman. Almost takes her ear off. I'm pretty sure they couldn't reattach every piece of her ear. I'm pretty sure it ripped off. And then the monkey disappeared. Well, the cops are dealing with her, getting her help. This woman's family, like, monkey attack in my neighborhood? Hell no, bitch. Load up, they rally up the posse, and they go out and they kill this monkey. The people who own the monkey are now pissed off. You let a monkey get loose in your neighborhood. The monkey was killed. I'm sorry, but if a dog were to fucking growl at me, like if my own dog were to growl at me, it's got a slapping coming. If I think that my dog was ever a danger to one of my kids, I'm calling somebody. I'm getting rid of the dog. I love my dogs. They're a member of my family. But that doesn't mean that they are ranked higher than my children or my own personal safety. If I thought that I was in danger, we're going to do something to remove the dog from the situation. It is what it is. So you have a monkey get out and rip a woman's ear almost completely off. And, you know, people do the natural thing that they should do. And they put that monkey down and now you're pissed. Spank your monkey, dude. Keep that bitch in line. Legends revealed off a new version of the Gamerverse Miles Morales. Cool deal. I'm not seeing a massive change in this one in the first release, so I'm going to keep my first release. It looks like that you're not getting the unmasked head, which, okay. I really thought that they kind of went with the most generic version and didn't really nail the likeness from the video game. That is what it is on that head sculpt. But, like, the figure's great. You're getting whip hands, you're getting fist hands, and you're getting, what's he called? His stinger effect hands, just in a different color, plus a cap. Cool stuff. You like it, get it. You don't like it, don't buy it. Speak with your wallet. I had the first release. I'm fine sticking with that one. It's going to get me through the day. It's going to get me through those dark nights. You know, Miles is... Top three favorite Spider-Man for me. But like I said, I already got one. I'm not seeing a massive difference. Even though I gave the cardback version, you know, a hard time, at least it was something different that they released and showed off and you can pre-order. So if you don't like this one, you want something different from Miles, go over. Check out the cardback one. I think that one's still available for pre-order in multiple locations. If it's not, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But that's what I saw recently when I was looking. The pre-order lottery, and you guys know how that goes. Sometimes other people ship out first, but I'm waiting for my Epic Hacks 1/12 scale skeleton wave one Grim Spectre. That was the blue one with the robes and everything. For some reason, it made me, especially in the color scheme and with the sickle, made me think of Death from the Bill and Ted Bogus Adventure movie. And I was like, oh, I like that one. The other ones were cool, but I'm like, I'm just gonna order one, $30. Plus shipping. Let's see how this works out. So I'm waiting for that to ship. But while that one right now is currently in that process of shipping out from a lot of places, they showed off Wave 2. And just going to go ahead and be honest with you. Wave 2 looks like a little bit more for me. And if you're not getting where I'm coming from, let me just go ahead and give you a little rundown on this one. You will be getting the action figure Spartan Warrior Skeleton. This one, obviously, looking like a Spartan. Got the shield, that sword, a helmet, armor. Bones are going to be red. I like this one. The Eternal Guard. This is a gladiator-looking one with a spear, helmet. It's in green. I like that as well. Sandals. You look at this. These bones are clearly older than 55. You can wear sandals in public. But then, the two that, and I don't know which one I prefer more. I got both of these on pre-order, and that pre-order will stick as long as my blue one shows up, and I like it. But for now, we have the Outlaw Skeleton. Gold bones, cowboy boots, a six-shooter belt and holster with a revolver, ripped-up shirt, red bandana. And at first, I couldn't tell if he was wearing, like, aviators or if it was this, the color. But it looks like the eye holes are going to be painted green. He's got a black hat with a red sash around it. Or not sash, but a band around it. And then he's got a revolver. It looks like this one's also coming with some sort of alternative goat or ram head. But I also enjoy the fact that the six-shooter has a pearl grip handle. I like that. And also, it looks like it's coming with a bundle of rope. Love this. Absolutely love this one. The other one that I'm tied at. And I just think it's super cool. Bonesaw. Now, I see Bonesaw. It makes me think of Buzzsaw from Spider-Man 1 with the Macho Man Randy Savage. Oh, yeah, I got you for 3 minutes. But he's coming with wrestling boots with kick pads on them, knee pads. It looks like a ripped-up singlet, blue with gold trim. Two mask options. One's going to be blue with like a more like closed face or closed mouth, but it's blue with gold trim, matches up the singlet perfect. Then there is a open screaming mouth masked luchador head. It's going to be yellow with blue trim, so it's contouring colors. Is that the word? Yeah. But I love this one. This is one that makes me like happy. It's coming with a microphone, because what pro wrestler doesn't need to cut a promo? It's coming with a championship belt. And, yes, that's right. This guy's hardcore as shit. barbed wire baseball bat. That's right, man. I love this one. So the articulation's good on this blue one. Cowboy and Bonesaw are coming. They're coming here. And guys, if you aren't interested, or if you are interested, there's some really cool stories going on. There's backstories to these figures. Like, if you go over to the Boss Fight Studios and click on Bonesaw, you can go down and read the description. This luchador was, like, world, like, famous. And in a hardcore match, he hurt himself and wasn't able to wrestle anymore. And so he sells his soul and becomes a demon, or becomes and becomes, you know, a skeleton. That's cool. Indra Pro Wrestling makes a deal with the demon. Why not? Love it. I thought this story was going to come out of Oklahoma when I started reading the details, but it didn't. It happened in the south side of LA. But police chase ends in the best of ways. And I don't mean like somebody dies. That's not the best of ways, guys. But this guy's going through. The cops corner the vehicle. He gets stopped. Gets out. Starts fleeing. But not on foot. On skateboard. And guys, you can find like the online... what's the word? Media press where the chief is sitting there. Or I don't even think chief. I think it's captain. But she's explaining everything. And she puts it into detail. Well, this cop pulls up here. Gets out. Tackles him. But this dude's attempting to flee on a skateboard. I think he got like 100 yards before just getting tackled to the ground. People are running up on him. Obviously, it's a little heavy-handed on the beating. I won't even say beating. But a lot of people got on him to handcuff him. But hey, man. Fuck around. Find out. I do not agree with police brutality in any sense of the form. But you know what? You put enough police officers on a chase, adrenaline's up, they dogpile you. As long as you're not ending up with a nightstick up the old b-hole, I think you've won. I knew she couldn't hear me, but the look of her face, it seemed as if she had been scaring me. Alright guys, I'm probably going to miss something, but let's get to the meat and taters of, you know, what everybody's all been about this week. And that is the rumor to be dead line of Masterverse figures. Yeah, it's been slow. Everybody's obviously seen a whole bunch of these deluxes sitting at your Target, if you were unaware, because I can tell you right now, I was at my Target last night, and they still have Beastman, they still have King Grayskull. I think they finally got rid of all the Barbarian He-Mans, but, you know, just tons of these Masterverse figures sitting around. Besides the ones that, you know, everybody seems to want. But, you know, this was some big boy showings from this one. Let's just go ahead and jump into it. You're getting Prince Adam. Two faces on old Prince Adam. You know, why not? He's cheerful. He's looking good. But it's his fuckboy suit. Then you're getting Webster. Blue suit. He's got like tentacles on the backside of it. Going to be a deluxe Clawful. Love that name. Giant dude, lobster claws. And, yeah, that's... why not? Hordak, Skeletor. So, this is probably one of the better Skeletor faces we've seen in the Masterverse line. Love it. He's purple instead of blue. Red and black. Clamp Champ and Fisto. Both have terrible names. Clamp Champ, at least... you know, he's clamping people. He's champing them. So much better than old Fisto over there. All he can do is really just get into those deep fistings. Horde Grizzler. This one doesn't look deluxe, but he's coming with like a lot of accessories that make me think, I'm like, how is he not deluxe when... but okay, you know, let's not overcharge people for figures. Then you have the new Eternal Faker, Blue. Not that deluxe. It looks like the old animated style. Then, well, finding new listens all the time. There's going to be Buzz Off. Guys, I had to look it up. For some reason, when I hear the name Buzz Off, it sounds kind of like a jerk-off name, and I thought that maybe Buzz Off was going to be, you know, one of Skeletor's boys. Apparently, he is the hero and leader of his race. But this one's cool. You got the translucent wings, the big blue eyes. You get like a a helmet that goes on him that I think makes him look even more badass. I'm digging this one. We got a new Eternia Skeletor, which might be one of the cooler Skeletor designs I've ever seen. I'm not familiar with it, but cool. And the one for me, the one that just makes my own nipples hard, classic Merman. Gold gloves, shin guards, no body damage. He's got both his eyes, coming with that like big sword that looks like it's made out of coral reef, painted nothing but yellow, and yellow body armor. Love it. Got this one on pre-order already. Other ones, we're going to see. We're going to fuck around and find out if we can pick it up. But, you know, for some reason, even before I was into toy collecting, what I wanted was I wanted a cool... Yeah, I didn't know at the time that it was a 1/12 scale Snake Eyes, but I wanted a cool Snake Eyes action figure, and I always wanted really cool articulative Power Rangers. Thank you, Lightning Collection. My Mighty Morphin Power Ranger team is complete. And then I wanted Merman. I didn't know Merman was a bad guy back in the day. In my mind, Merman's not a bad guy. He's just protecting the ocean, because the ocean always remembers. But hey, guys. And until next time, guys, that has been our time together for this week. Go out, have fun, be good. Be good? What? Nah, man. Be cool. Cause some fuckery. If you need help, if you need to talk to somebody, there's always people out there willing to help you. I wish I could tell you, you know, some numbers, but Google them. There's no reason to suffer in silence. Suffering in silence is terrible. Also, there's no reason to suffer by buying KO dick pills from gas stations. There's plenty of reputable places out there. If you need a, you know, a little extra to your boner, do not find KO on sale dick pills at gas stations. I'm just telling you that right now. I don't care how cool the name is. But that's help you can find through your doctor. And like I said, mental help you can find with other people. I want to say thank you to everybody listening to this one. Everybody at the Man Geek Out Show. And until next time, guys, remember, with you.